Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Chicago Tribune columnist Paul Sullivan joins us now to talk about the Cubs Sox weekend series. All 120 games, and this is good news, Paul. All on Marquee, not on Roku. How about that?
No Roku. I think they're on CHSN, too, if you're a Sox fan and don't want to listen to the Cubs announcers.
Good point. I don't know if you know this, but I have been working with Pete Crow Armstrong. Dave Ennett knows this. Pete doesn't know it, but tell me if you think I'm onto something here. And it's great that he is playing well overall and hitting home runs now, but are pitchers starting to get this guy's number? Because I've noticed he's striking out a lot lately on these low outside pitches, and he's kind of going fishing. Do you think he will be able to adjust and keep this pace up the rest of the season?
Well, you've got a good eye, Bob. I do believe he is striking out a lot more and hitting with more power. So I think it's probably not a coincidence. I think he's just probably trying to hit more home runs. I never really looked at him as a power hitter before this. So it is interesting to see how he's going to adjust to this, but he's had a great start so far. Looks like he'll be an all-star, or at least if not a starter, then at least in the game if he continues like this.
Yeah, he.
But he's still a kid. We have to realize that, and he doesn't walk a lot, so there's still some work for him to do.
He leads the league in throwing his bat in frustration, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that he's probably going to work on. But he's an emotional kid, and you're going to take the bad with the good when you're talking about PCA.
Paul, you've watched the Cubs Sox series since interleague play began, as have I. Is the series lacking something now? And it's not just because of where the Sox are record wise, but the personalities used to dominate this series, whether it was AJ or Carlos Zambrano or Ozzy talking about the rats at Wrigley Field. Yeah. We don't have any of that now.
No, I think there's a lot of things that have changed. Obviously, the newspaper business has changed, so there's not as much hype as there used to be. We used to have like 3-4 pages of here's the Cubs Sox series, the All City team, blah blah blah, and so that's toned down. And I think this one just kind of snuck up on us for some reason. It doesn't seem like it's time for it. It should be in the middle of the summer. I do like the fact that it's on a weekend this year. The last couple of years, they are on weekdays, on only 2-game series, and you really couldn't get into it that much. But I do think things have changed, and then the White Sox don't really have any major stars, you have to say, and the Cubs stars are the usuals, PCA and Kyle Tucker, the new guys. I think once the game starts, it'll get there, but it just doesn't have the hype that it used to have.
The Sox, record-wise, are exactly where they were through 44 games a year ago. But I've sort of sensed that this team, there's a little bit of a just an upbeat kind of development with them, that there are reasons to be encouraged. Are you seeing that?
I do see that a little bit. But as you said, Dave, it's the same record as last year.
Right.
The worst season history. So it's very small incremental improvement. But the pitching has been better, and there's young pitching. Shane Smith going today, looks like he's one of the better young pitchers in baseball, going against Cade Horton, who could be the next, great young Cubs pitcher. So that'll be a good matchup. But the White Sox, they just need something to get people excited. It's gonna, they're gonna have to start winning some games. They can't just like come close and lose these close games. Will Venable, I think, is an improvement over Pedro Grifol, so that helps. But you know, they're not getting that many fans out there at Sox Park, so they really got to do something to get people interested.
Yeah, and I think the Cubs have to figure out who the closer is. Who's that guy who throws like 100 miles an hour? I think he's going to end up as the closer. What's his name, Paul?
You talking about Daniel Palencia?
Yeah. You think he's going to end up being the man?
I think he has the potential. He's just got to get his control issues in place. He does walk a lot of guys, and as does Porter Hodge, the guy who seems to be Craig Counsell's choice right now. But obviously, Counsell has moved away from Presley, who was struggling in the role and gave up that unbelievable 9 runs and, like, without getting anyone out. 9 runs and 8 batters, which is hard to do. It's going to be a problem for the Cubs because they have a good team and a good offense. They just need to figure out that bullpen and maybe get another starter for the stretch run if they're in contention, which we all figure they will be.
As Jack Brickhouse would say, Merriweather's been no bargain either, has he?
he struggled too. And, you know, we've seen him when he was really good at a couple of years ago. He was a big part of the bullpen, had some injuries last year. So they've got to get him figured out. It really is a problem. One of the recurring problems for Jed Hoyer, who's, you know, in the last year of his contract, is that he's never been able to really have a solid bullpen since he's been president of the Cubs. So if they can't have a great bullpen, then, you know, they can go to the playoffs, but they're certainly not going to go far.
Well, hitters day today with the wind blowing out. Maybe after I get done working with PCA today, I'll head down to the bullpen and see if I can straighten those guys out.
Yeah, would you, Bob? I think they could really use your help. Veterans such as yourself.
Paul Sullivan, Chicago Tribune. Always fun to chat with you, Paul. Thank you. Have fun at the ballpark this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys.